Okay, so we're going to start off again by Savat Rivash Oth Bet this time. This is a sefer, like I said earlier, that is a compilation of teachings from the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich. Oth Bet. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I have set God before me at all times. So we see the Ramah writes this in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch as well. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And he writes about it that Hu Kval Gadol B'Torah. That this is a great principle of the Torah, and that it's the level of the tzaddikim who walk before God, that they've reached this level of shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always set in front of them. And obviously this is a hard thing to work on, it's difficult, but it's extremely important, and that's why it's in the first sif of Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's if you think about it, it's kind of the basis of what we're really going to try and accomplish over the next four chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch. Just to be constantly mindful of the godliness and the godly way in all situations in life. Every situation. And this is the foundation. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And without this, a person could, you know, it's possible a person could fulfill all of the dinim in Shulchan Aruch, but chas v'shalom, they could be missing out on the opportunity to really be Davak to Hashem. And that's why we're starting off Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. So the Baal Shem Tov writes, Shvishi Lashon Shivisi Lashon Hishtavos Bechol Davar Hama'ura B'Hakol Shava Etzlo Bein B'Enyin Shemeshavchen B'nei Adam U'mevazen Otam V'chin Bechol Shar Dvar. So he says, Shvisi is a lashon of equanimity, right? That anything that happens to me, regardless of the way a person acts towards me, whether they're praising me or whether they're saying something that's not nice to me, that doesn't really matter to me. It's difficult, but what the Baal Shem Tov, I think, is trying to encourage us to do is to be vigilant in constantly asking ourselves, why am I doing what I'm doing? Right? If I'm going to daven right now, am I going to daven at this time because I feel like if I go to a later shacharis, maybe people will judge me for waking up that late? Or asking myself, why am I wearing this type of clothing? This style or this design or this type? Is it because I feel like people look down on me and that's why I'm dressing this way? So sometimes we could very obviously, you know, we could be doing a positive action even, but only because we want praise for it or because we're afraid people will judge us for it. So the answer is, in those types of situations, that obviously the goal is to try and keep the action, the positive action, but change the reason for it and change our mindset. Right? Because we don't do mitzvos so others will think highly of us. That's not why we do it. Right? We do it because we care what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. Maybe we sometimes give money to tzedakah because we live, you know, we like the attention. Or maybe because it makes us feel good even. Right? But the ideal mindset is, and it's a difficult mindset, and we have to try and develop this mindset. But the ideal mindset is to try and constantly set God before us. Like that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on doing things that make Kadosh Baruch Hu proud. I don't care how I look in other people's eyes. How does it look b'Einei Hashem? And when we can have that mindset, so then everything anybody says to me, whether it's a praise or whether it's criticism, so it's all equal to me. It doesn't matter because the only thing I'm focused on is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks of me. Back to the sefer. V'chein b'chol ha'achilos b'ein she'ochel ma'danim b'ein she'ochel shardvarim ha'kol yishva b'ein av kivan she'husar yitzhara mimenu mikol v'kol. So this is a very hard level the Baal Shem Tov is speaking about. But he's speaking about it because it's relevant to us. And we're definitely able to reach it on some level. He's talking about a level of where we approach food without really having a preference, right? If we say, you know, to be able to say, I don't care if what I'm about to eat is steak or if it's an apple, right? And the reason that this is a value is because if I'm so focused on serving God and I'm so focused on constantly trying to keep this mindset of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and I'm also focused on where, you know, I could help another person. I'm always on the lookout for such a thing. So that I'm not investing the same thought, right, or the same investment in pleasure on something that's so physical, on something which, yeah, we need to survive and it's important. But the pleasure of food lasts a moment. It could be, there are those that would suggest that maybe that's where the term a moment on the lips of turning of the hips comes from, right? That that this food doesn't last. The feeling doesn't last. The enjoyment doesn't last. I'll tell you a story. A few years ago, I was at a certain institution, and in the middle of lunch, one guy quiets everybody down. He gets up on the chair, and we'll just say he was talking about ketchup. It was a different topping, but we'll say it was ketchup. And he says, "I love this ketchup. There's nothing better in the world." And some people started laughing, and some people, you know, whatever, heckling him, whatever they do. And I took it as a big muster, right? And I thought for myself for a second, well, I say these things also sometimes. I love this food. I love this dessert. But to love ketchup, to love food, to love a dessert, right? We're focusing such strong feelings on something that doesn't last. That's really how we're going to define the best thing ever? Right? Because what we think about and talk about, so it ends up causing us to give these things misdirected attention. We shouldn't be putting as much attention to these things. It's not that we, person shouldn't be eating. Of course, we need food to survive. Some of the Baal Shem Tov saying. But what are we focusing on? So maybe we have to, what we can try and strive for is what, you know, what for each of us, it's what we can accomplish right now. Right? For some, that might be exactly what the Baal Shem Tov is instructing. And for a lot of us, I think, it's to try and get to that point. Right? It's maybe right now, it's just to try not to obsess over something. That's, at the end of the day, it's a silly pleasure. Because if we could focus, if we would put our focus on Shvitzi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid, you're putting God in front of me at all times, right? Then all the different varieties of food are equal to me because it's not what I'm focused on. I'm focused on something way more important. Right there in the Baal Shem Tov, V'chol Dov Asher Elo, Yomer Halo Zechu Me'eto Yisprach, V'im Be'in Av Hagun, V'chol, V'chol Kono Asol Hashem Shemayim, Aval Misad Atzmo Ein Chilok, Zem Madrega Gedola Me'od. And so too, anything that happens to me, if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's very clear to me that whatever happens to me is from Hashem, and that it's for my best, right? So I've heard that when there's a war, I've heard this before, that if when there's a soldier in a war and he gets injured, so when that injury isn't completely debilitating, that very often the soldier, he doesn't even really fully feel the pain right away because their adrenaline is running so high and they're so focused on surviving that they just don't fully process the pain. Right? And it's a good thing because it would probably put them in a lot further danger if they did. So in a similar vein, so obviously we're all soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our focus needs to be on protecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dear betachtonim, his dwelling in this world, to make sure his or his light is revealed in this world. Right? And the way we do that is by serving him with all we have, right? Putting everything we have into our Avodas Hashem. When a person strives for the level of being this loyal soldier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're focused on your mission. Right? We're not paying as much attention to the things that aren't important to our mission. So as stated previously, this is, you know, and it's very important to reiterate that this is a very hard level, and it might not be the level for all of us right now, and it's probably not. But the level that we could strive for, maybe, is just to be a little bit better, right, in this regard. That for some of us, maybe just the improvement would be not thinking about dinner when I'm davening Maariv, right? But or maybe it's just not, you know, it's thinking about and giving a second thought to what my focus is on. What am I using my time for? Am I using my time to think about holy things and how it can help other people? Am I using my time to think about how I could receive more pleasure in this world? So I think for all of us, you know, everyone on their own level, there's a lesson to take out of just trying to focus on things that matter. Trying to focus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. For even if it's 5 minutes more a day, can I try and have this focus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of me? Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. You should have an amazing day. Simcha Dik Day. Shalom.